Time for me to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and again, Swanton Lumber. You can always check them out at sticksandstuff.com, and you can also listen to our weekly talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well. Still waiting for that warm weather.
Oh, my goodness, it was cold today. So I was just talking about the NFL, day one of free agency, and teams are spending money hand over fist, including our New England Patriots. And you know what? We're all going to have the ability to spend a little extra money this week or next week because our stimulus checks are coming to most of us. 90% of the state is going to get that extra money. And if you don't need it for bare essentials, you can go and stimulate the economy. And one of those places you can do that is by investing in your home.
Yeah, so it's always a good idea. I mean, anything that you spend on your house is just going to add to the equity, you know, at the end of it when you go to sell it. So if you can, you know, you want to take that tax money or some of that stimulus money and maybe work on some of those smaller projects that have been, you know, bugging you for a little bit, whether you want to put in that new little floor or, you know, those couple new cabinets to get yourself some extra space. You know, now would be a good chance to do it with that extra money.
Yeah, you're right. Extra money not only from the stimulus but also from tax returns if you're fortunate enough to get money coming back to you. And you mentioned home improvement projects, and it's crazy right now because the housing market is so nuts. Sellers are having a really easy time unloading property. So if you want to get a little more bang for your buck, I am told that the kitchen and the bathroom is what sells houses, and you've got some stuff there I could imagine that could help those projects.
Oh, absolutely. We have a full staff down there, kitchen, bath, and flooring, and there's multiple options, regular hardwoods, there's laminates, there's vinyl rolled products. And then the, you know, the cabinet combinations, the bathroom vanities, all of that stuff that they can order in custom for your area is just endless. I mean, it's, if you can imagine it, they can design it for you. So it's really, really, really good.
I'm also told that granite countertops are the thing now.
Yeah, everyone likes granite and marble. You know, it's one of those things that it's always going to hold on to its value. And, you know, you're not going to lose anything on your bottom dollar. Like if you do like a, sometimes people will do like a laminate and stuff like that, which is fine. I mean, from a price point standpoint, but granite, marble, those classic stones and that classic look, they always hold their value.
Well, sticksandstuff.com is the website. Again, there's five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and Swanton Lumber. And also, you know, it's you've still got that food drive going on, which gives you a chance at a pretty lucrative prize.
Yeah, so we're still doing the food drive. I think the drawing for that, we're shooting for April 1st, hoping that there's a little more turnout with the community. It's starting out well. We've got quite a few donations in most of our locations, but we are still carrying that on, and we'll give that drill away on April 1st. And also starting in April 12th, we're going to be going back to our regular store hours. So Monday through Friday will be 7 to 5 instead of 7 to 4:30. So that'll be starting on April 12th.
Well, we're very happy to hear that. Another sign of a return to normalcy. So Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, again, sticksandstuff.com. We appreciate your time, and we will look forward to continuing to donate to the food drive, but also those new and improved hours starting on April 12th. And like you said, reinvesting in your home can only lead to good things for you down the road. So, Kyle, we appreciate it.
All right. You have a great night.